The whole disability sector is currently looking for skilled and passionate people to enter the sector due to its ongoing and significant growth. Joining me to discuss the opportunity and what it entails is Tina Till. She's the Director of Client Services at local non-for-profit Community Living Australia. Hi, Tina.
Hi, Jenny.
Now, firstly, I hear the organisation has just taken out a Gold Mental Health First Aid Skilled Workplace Award. It sounds like you guys do a lot of great training with your staff. Congratulations on that.
Thank you very much. It's really important to us and we do put a lot of focus on it. So we're very happy to have been recognised for that.
Yeah, and just remind us about Community Living Australia and what it is you guys do for the community.
So thank you. We are the community local not-for-profit specialist organisation that provides services and supports to people with disability here in the Murraylands, Adelaide Hills and South Coast and across many regions of South Australia.
And at the moment, because of the NDIS, I understand, there's a lot of opportunities to come and work in the sector, right?
Yes, absolutely there are. Yes, huge opportunities at the moment to join this sector.
And what sort of roles are available?
So there are roles from being a disability support worker through to team leading, office-based roles. There's a variety of different ways in which you can be involved in the sector and depending on your skill set, it's really worth investigating.
Oh, great. Why do you think people should consider working in disability support?
Well, it is a fantastic career opportunity for people who are either looking to change jobs or careers. We see quite a lot of that happening, or for young people looking to find a fulfilling career as well, although that might not be their perception.
Yeah, so those who maybe have some reservations about disability work, what do you say to people? What are the benefits of working in a role like that?
Well, look, it involves helping a person with a disability live their life and work towards their goals. And that can be through helping them visit the shops, helping them do their gardening, helping them to learn to budget or hang out with friends and develop social skills, support them with volunteering in a local business, cooking, or going to the movies, lots of different things like that. And it's about working with the person and assisting them to develop their capacity to achieve goals in life and live as independently as possible. And every day you get to have a positive impact in another person's life. And I think that's a very rewarding way to spend your working day.
Mm, absolutely. I've got some friends who absolutely adore working in the sector and, you know, they actually kind of, it feels to them like they're going on little adventures and things like that.
Yes.
So that's really nice. Have you worked in as a carer before or done anything in that sort of capacity?
Well, no, and this is why I talked about transferable skills, because I've lived in Australia for 6.5 years now and I didn't work in this sector at all in my previous work history. I've worked in financial services, legal regulation and high volume contact centre and customer service type environments, managing teams. And when I came to live in Australia, that skill set of leading teams, I went into initially it was aged care. And that's what eventually led me to come here to Community Living Australia. So it was really about leading teams through significant change that has happened in both of those sectors, aged care and disability,
was
the transferable skill set for me.
Oh, that's great.
So this is why I mentioned it when we were talking, because I'm trying to appeal to people outside the sector that it is possible for them to come in. And be, you know, of great value, because it's going through significant change and we do need some fresh eyes, and fresh eyes from outside of the sector can be really, really good.
Absolutely. I imagine it takes a certain type of person, maybe a people person, someone who's attuned to communication and understanding people's needs.
Yes, definitely. Being able to pick up on non-verbal cues and being aware of surroundings and what people might be feeling and lots of, strong communication skills and self-awareness skills, yeah.
With me at the moment is Tina Till with local non-for-profit Community Living Australia. Is your organisation keen for more workers as well?
Yes, absolutely. Absolutely keen. We have many, many clients who need support, and that's just going to grow, so definitely.
And are there opportunities for upskilling and getting qualifications and things like that?
Yes, there's lots of opportunities to go in different directions. So we can support people to work towards a Certificate 3 in disability or equivalent, and there's lots of other training and directions that you can go depending on where your skills and interests are, different ways to help people.
So what are the steps for getting into the sector?
You can look at this from the point of view of from school age, for young people to look at the qualification pathways, and as I've just mentioned, the Cert 3. I've also mentioned that we do have people who are changing their career too. Always look out on our website for the different positions that we have available, because there are lots of different types of positions too, and there are transferable skills that people can have from other sectors that lead to that. So visiting our website, searching for us on Google, Community Living Australia, and calling us if they want more information is a way to get in touch and apply for those roles.
Excellent. Do you have the phone number there as well?
I certainly do. It's 08 8536 5888.
And people who also need support, those living with disabilities, maybe they are looking for a carer or looking for some services, and you know, other kinds of support can give you a buzz as well, right?
Absolutely. And we have a team, they are called our service development team, and they are dedicated to helping people understand how we can support them and navigate their plans and their funding arrangements, and then matching them in to support workers and teams that can help them reach their goals.
Oh, well, really lovely to have you on the program today, Tina Till. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you very much. Good to talk to you.